And a good Thursday, everybody. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Hope you're having a great start to your day.
Oh, man.
I was attacked by cables.
You got size 27 feet there, man. Well, it's like, really. Good Lord.
What's going on? We're live from the Omni Nashville Hotel today at Bar Lines. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin, Brandon Bigsby back at the studio. Nick Frazier did the morning show and then also did Next Man Up. So he gets to go take a nap before our Metro Schools game of the week tonight, presented by Strike and Spare, which will be on 94.9 The Fan. And he'll be on the sideline being very cold.
That's okay, though, man. It's football weather. It's October 30th. It's supposed to be cold and be a fun time. So we're always love coming out here, Omni Nashville Hotel, Bar Lines. And it's a beautiful day, man. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. A lot of football on tap. Titans are in town. Vandy's playing. Vandy's playing. Tennessee's playing Oklahoma. I mean, we got it going on. This is the best time of the year. Preds are tonight. Come on, man.
So I can't decide if this is a Halloween costume or if this is one of your side gigs where you're like
side
Mrs. Doubtfire or something.
Mrs. Roper.
Mrs. Roper.
Okay. Right. It's Halloween. I mean, you got to embrace the Halloween. Because Tim Hasselbeck called me out, said I can't dress up Friday night.
Yeah.
We're professional over here. I'm like, whatever, Tim. So we'll see what we dress up as tomorrow night. We'll go over to Innsworth for their football game versus Montgomery Bell Academy.
I think my favorite time was when you were on Channel 4 and you were Bob Ross.
It's good. I got in trouble. My boss said, don't you ever do that again. And at 10 o'clock, I dress up as Bob Ross.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm like, you're not going to determine what the fun factor on our show is. And so that's what we did. I tell you, embrace the fun in life. We tell you all the time to do that.
I swore I would never be a manager like that.
And
I haven't been.
You're not.
Those people should be fired and never allowed to work again.
100%. I'm telling you.
This world is too full of crap, and like we don't need boring.
We don't. Serious.
The guy that is a fake account of somebody that hates celebrity birthdays that tweets us every day, like, this is Unserious Radio.
Every day. By the way, remind me to give you your pearls back when we get out here.
Oh, thanks.
Today.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you for taking care of those.
You are more than welcome.
Good show today live here at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll preview our Metro Schools game of the week, the last one of the regular season. We are going to do a playoff game next week. And then that is winding down. Greg Wachinski, ESPN, will start his weekly with us. He agreed to another year. I don't really know why, but
I must be part of his community service.
Something. But he claims to enjoy it. So
we'll find out today if that's the case.
He will join us at 2:00. And then my good friend, Amber Harding, who writes for Outkick, is going to join us at 1:00 and hit a cavalcade of topics in the sports world. So we're looking forward to that. And then the mayor of Mount Juliet joins at 2:30.
James Mattis, 2:30 tonight. It's the Mayor's Cup, Green Hill High School versus Mount Juliet at Mount Juliet High School. It's a huge game just because of who they are, the rivals. But Green Hill's already wrapped up the region championship and play Mount Juliet tonight. So it's fun. I mean, high school football ends this weekend.
Yeah.
This is the final weekend of regular high school football, and then the playoffs start next week. I always go back to what our good friend, the coach Greg Wyatt, told us down at Siegel. He said, you know, great high school football coach. Says, every year you're guaranteed 40 quarters.
Yeah.
High school football, you're guaranteed 40 quarters. Anything beyond that, it's up to you.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, that's good.
Yeah. And so for many, this is what, you know, it's all, and we'll talk about this a lot tomorrow. But really tonight, too, because it's a lot of games are tonight. So I guess we should do it today. That for many of these young men, this is the last time ever in their life they will put a helmet and pads on.
I will read it at 12:45 today. The story that I wrote a couple years ago that rings true. I read it every weekend, and kind of what you're talking about is that, yeah, they will never, ever, after tonight, tomorrow night, these kids will never put a helmet or pads on again. And the question they'll ask themselves is, and you don't go to the playoffs. If you've never been to the playoffs and your season, your career's over, and you ask yourself, was it all worth it? I'm going to read something for you at 12:45 today that I hope you can hear.
Yeah, 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So I wanted to start with this. I go to the Titans website, and obviously we love Jim Wyatt. There is no Jim Wyatt slander ever on this show.
Never.
But I I did go the front page story, and the headline is Titans QB Cam Ward seeing improvement one game at a time. Is that a true statement?
Oh my god.
Because I do we haven't talked about this a lot.
Good.
I feel like he has regressed since Mike McCoy took over.
I think he's gotten lazy with his throws. I also think he's kind of going maverick a little bit.
Yeah.
And it happens. I mean,
frustrated. Well, and I think some of that is there's just no direction. I think McCoy is more in over his head than the guy he replaced was.
Well, I think when Cam Ward drops back to pass, he sees, all right, that's covered. Yeah. I'm just going to run. I'm going to improvise and try to do what I still think he's engaged. I still think he's engaged in the team and everything. I just think now he's like, look, I'm going to do it my way. And in the NFL, you can't do it your way. In college, you can. NFL, you can't. And you got to get him out of that mindset.
But I mean, he has no – that's what I'm saying. Like, he has no direction. I mean, this coaching staff, I'm sure they're trying to teach him something, but they know they're going to get fired. You know, at the end of the year.
Just say that again. That sounds terrible, but you're right.
But, I mean, and like I know that a lot of people have made a big deal about the story that, you know, the coaches were extended after last year, and Paul Kuharsky did a great job of explaining that's kind of standard operating procedure, that you sign the assistants to 2 years. After the first year, they usually get another year because you don't want to have a lame duck situation where they're sitting around on the last year of their contract going, am I going to be here or not?
Yeah.
And so you extend them. And then what happens is, you know, after this year, most of them are going to get let go. But then they're going to go get other jobs, and that money's all going to offset. So, I mean, that's typically what happens every year throughout the league. So I don't view that as that much of a big deal. But, you know, nonetheless. But I think it's really hard to say Cam Ward's improving because all of this is lame duck right now.
Every bit of it.
And, like, if I'm him, you know, it's probably – like, you want to listen to your coach because he's your coach right now, but, like, you know he's not going to – you know, he's not going to be here. So it's like, all right, well, I'm going to go to my third play caller, you know, starting in January, and then I'm going to start learning.
Well, and that's the thing is that this whole thing now, you're the worst team in football – and now you're excited about it. What's going to happen Sunday? How bad – that's the thing. How bad can they get beat on Sunday? And how does Cam Ward look? Other than that, nobody cares. I mean, nobody really cares. Like, protect Cam Ward. Other than that, we don't care. Trade players, we don't care. Because you're a terrible football team. Terrible football team. So, and nobody cares. That's the thing. And it's hate to be that way. So, and here's an interesting thing on Sunday. I don't know any Chargers fans. Do you?
No.
So – the stadium's going to be weird on Sunday because there were a lot of Patriot fans that were there, like 65% I think was there on Sunday. So will there be apathetic Titans fans? Will there be excited Titans fans? Will there be a few Charger fans? I don't know. I mean, it's a great time to go to a football game if you just want to see football. But I don't know how the crowd makeup's going to be on Sunday. So you see Cam, how bad can they get beat, and then what's the crowd going to be like?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going, so I'll let you know. I've signed
tough
up.
Guy.
I've decided to go.
I'll go over as a air quote member of the media.
Yeah, please do that.
I'll sit over there and see what's going on.
Listen to the current media members.
I don't do that.
You know that'll tell you what to do. From what I understand, some of the younger ones like to tell everybody how to do their job.
Okay. I don't. You know, I don't like that Gentry Estes guy. You know why? Kept interrupting me in Las Vegas. I was asking questions.
He loves you.
Well, we'll have a talk later. Okay. He kept interrupting me. And I'm like, damn it, Gentry.
You need to talk to Mike Orton.
I'm not talking. No, community service when you're off with Mike Orton. After that, it's done. No way.
All right. I was Uncle Mike.
He was great. Okay, he was great. He tells stories, and he's fun, and then we just politely shove him out the door at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And by the way, your next time off is July of 27.
Okay.
So I told Mike that. All right, I'm really excited about our question of the day.
Let's get to it.
So our question today. So earlier you asked me if I saw the Michael Jordan, Mike Tirico interview, which is really good. I read part of it. I didn't see it. But this weekend I was watching the NBA channel, and they were showing a lot of games from the 80s and 90s. I'm like, oh, NBA's back, you know. And so there was a San Antonio Spurs game they were showing, like a clip from the late 70s. And there was a guy named George Gervin that played. And I'm thinking, oh, man, this is really cool. And watching NBA in the 70s to compare it to now, I mean, it's night and day. But he had the greatest sports nickname of all time. George Gervin had the greatest nickname of all time. He was called the Iceman.
Okay.
And so when I saw George, I'm thinking, man, George Gervin, had the poster growing up. So I'm curious, what is the best sports nickname you think of all time? The best sports nickname, I don't care if it's wrestling, baseball, football, I don't care. What is the best, in your mind, the best sports nickname of all time? The Iceman is number one for me, and number two was Reggie White's nickname.
The Minister of Defense.
I mean, that is just an awesome nickname. But the Iceman, so every time ice in your veins or that guy's cool, it always goes back to George Gervin, who was one of the most underrated NBA players of
Mr.
all
October.
Time. Yeah.
That was a good one.
And what's Derek Jeter was called? Mr. November?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, Reggie was Mr. October.
Yeah, but didn't Jeter get Mr. November, I thought?
Maybe. Yeah, because
Sean Henry will weigh in a little bit because he's bored.
Yeah, I love it when you ask a question of the day, which our question of the day is presented by Aries Tactical, your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ariestactical.com. I love it when you ask a question of the day that I don't have to think about. Mine is very easy.
All right, what is it?
It is, like, immediately, because he's my all-time favorite. He is one of my heroes. He's the 7-time Winston Cup Series champion from Kannapolis, North Carolina. The Intimidator, Dale Earnhardt.
I mean, just think about that. You say an Intimidator, everybody knows who you're talking about.
Yep.
That is one of the greatest sports nicknames of all time.
Now, do you remember what his original nickname was?
Mr. Goodrich?
No.
No, I don't know.
He had been dubbed Earnhardt. He had been dubbed Ironheart, and Daryl Waltrip famously called him, he ain't an Ironheart, he's an Ironhead. And then in 1986 or 87, 88, it was 88, they switched to the all-black paint scheme with Goodrich. That's when he became the Intimidator.
I mean, that's...
You look in your rearview mirror and see an all-black car.
The sunglasses.
Yeah. The gargoyles and the mustache.
And the fact he doesn't care.
He does not.
Right? To
he
all
does
that.
Not.
Yeah. So that's – I want to hear people what their nickname is. It's just – it's fun because it brought nostalgia back to me. Like, oh, my goodness, the Iceman is just one of the greatest nicknames of all time.
That's a good one. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. We'll hit some of your answers on our question of the day. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe live at the Omni, 102.5, the game. Let's redo that. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, the game, live from the Omni here at Bar Lines. Our question of the day.
What is, in your opinion, the greatest sports nickname of all time? I watched a highlight show this weekend of George Gervin, the Iceman. Had a poster of him growing up in my bedroom. So I'm just curious who, because we have different generations listening to the show, what is your all-time favorite nickname of a sports person? It could be wrestling, football, basketball, baseball, hockey. I do not care. What is your favorite nickname of all time? Chaser is the Intimidator.
Yep.
I like the Iceman. We want to hear from you.
615-737-1025. Let's see. Patrick. Well, this is for a group, but it's a good one. The New York Sack Exchange Jets in the 80s. Not a Jets fan. I'm a Bills fan, but I was living in New York back then, and it was a cool nickname. Love the show. We love you. Thanks, Patrick.
All right, we'll take group nicknames. That's a very – had they won a Super Bowl during that time, that nickname would have been cemented at one of the best ever, but they did not, and the Giants did. And I don't – did the Giants have any nicknames in that? Again, Sean Henry's probably eating lunch and – over there not doing anything at Bridgestone, he can call in if the Giants had any nicknames at all. Like Lawrence Taylor should have had a nickname, right? I don't remember if he had a nickname or not. Or Phil Sims or somebody.
Well,
over
Lawrence
there.
Taylor was just LT.
LT. Yeah, yeah. That's not really a nickname, okay. Yeah. But, you know, you say LT, you know what it was.
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, everybody knew that.
Yeah.
Al says, great question of the day. So many. Charlie Hustle, the great one. Ooh. Round mound of rebound and one more baseball. The Penguin, Ron K.
Ron Say.
Say.
Yeah, he played with the Dodgers and the Cubs. He was like 5'5", and he had massive forearms, and he would just crunch the ball about 5 miles. And that. But round mound of rebound. I had not heard that in forever.
Charles Barkley.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Oh, that's great, man.
8792 says it's got to be either The Truth, a.k.a. Paul Pierce, or White Chocolate, a.k.a. Jason Williams.
White Chocolate. Yep. Yes. Oh, man.
7426 says Mr. Hockey, which is Gordie Howe.
It's a good one. I mean, you can't top that. I mean, that's Mr. Hockey.
3332 going with wrestling. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Woo. That's a good one.
That's a good one. I like Hulk, like the Hulkster, Hulkamania. I mean, that's not really – I mean, it's already a nickname, but still.
2839 says, I'm a hockey fan and still love my Preds. Ryan O'Reilly, the Factor.
From Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, O'Reilly okay. Factor. All right. Yeah. Yep. 8722, Stan the Man Musial.
It's pretty good.
Good one. Wes in Clarksville with a NASCAR one, the Rainbow Warriors, talking about Jeff Gordon's pit crew back in the 90s.
Pit crew had a nickname?
Yeah, they were the because he had the Rainbow DuPont car.
I remember
they
that.
Called them the Rainbow Warriors.
But why didn't Dale Sr. have a nickname for his
pit? They did. The what were they? The Flying Aces or crap. They did have a nickname. Talk for a second.
Yeah. Taylor, hey, how are we doing today? Crew. Again, 615-737-1025. Having fun at live at the Omnis. Omnis at the
Flying
Omnis
Aces
Bar yeah, Lines.
They wow. were the they were the Flying Aces.
Why?
Well, they wore the kind of looked like playing cards with their.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
But they were fast. They were like one of the fastest pit crews in the 90s, or in NASCAR.
Our producer Brandon says AI.
The answer.
The original AI.
Met him randomly at a casino in Cherokee, North Carolina.
He's like 5'10", right? Yeah. He's not tall.
One of the great Bambino, Caleb and Mount Juliet, talking about Babe Ruth.
Well, that's cool. I mean, these nicknames span generations.
Here's a good one. This is a good one for Braves fans. 9912, Fred McGriff, the crime dog.
God, think about that. Chris Berman had his hand in so many of these things.
Walter Payton.
Sweetness.
Yep.
He has one of the greatest – I don't think he said the quote, but it was about him. It's like, when you are good, you'll tell everybody. When you are great, everybody will tell you. I was like, oh, man, that's good because he is good. You know, we had Fisher talk about Walter Payton, just the impact of being a teammate and a friend throughout his life. And, man, it's – that's pretty solid.
A guy we've had on the show, Mark Henry, Sexual Chocolate.
Chocolate, yeah. We saw him at SEC Media Days. You're like, oh, my God. I'm like, I was like, Danny Werfel, who are you looking at over there? And it's like, Mark Henry.
Yeah.
He was great.
He was awesome.
Was great.
The Legion of Boom, talking about the Seahawks.
Who was so Richard Sherman?
Yeah, Richard Sherman.
Who's the guy from Earl Thomas?
Yeah. And
Texas.
Bobby Wagner, was he a part of that?
He was a Maybe. Linebacker. I think they were talking about the back end secondary there.
Yeah, I don't remember. Let's see. Another one for White Chocolate. The Mad Hungarian, who is that?
Is that Al Hrabowski, the pitcher?
I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a funny nickname. There's a guy, I don't know if he made the final cut, but Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Yep.
I mean, if you say Billy Johnson, I don't know who you're talking about.
Billy White Shoes.
I'm like, oh,
Ed Too Tall Jones.
Right. Yeah. Those are great nicknames.
4065 said, and this is an underrated one. Ken Griffey Jr., a.k.a. The Kid.
I mean, you say The Kid. I know who you're talking about.
Yep. The Big Diesel.
Shaq?
Yep.
Okay.
Big Cat Ernie Ladd.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Sweetness, Megatron is another one. That's a good one. Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, another wrestling.
There's one that nobody said yet. I'm waiting to see if it comes in.
Louisiana Lightning, Rod Guidry.
Is that?
I don't know that one.
That was Rod Tidwell.
Rod Tidwell.
From Jerry Maguire. Rod Guidry, the pitcher? Ron Guidry?
Ron Guidry, maybe.
Ron, yeah. He was a Yankees pitcher. Went 25-3 in 1977.
Ozzie Smith, the Wizard.
Had the best opening of any sports ever. He'd run on the field and do a backflip. The Wizard, man. What a – God, that's memories right there.
Let's see. Mean Joe Green. God, these are just flying in. The Philadelphia Flyers Legion of Doom. Eric Lindros. He was certainly one.
What was Terry – Broad Street Bullies.
Bullies, yeah.
What a great nickname. I mean, you just know that you're in for a fight with those guys.
Irvin Magic Johnson.
Just you think about that.
Here's one you'll like. 7654, best nickname, Jack Tatum, the assassin.
Assassin. He would be in prison if he played football today. In prison.
Well, my dad used to joke he'd get out on work release. Jack Hacksaw Reynolds.
I think he's a – did he not go to play football at Tennessee in college? I think he did. Great linebacker for the Niners. But I think he went to Tennessee.
Dustin in Hopkinsville about a defense, the steel curtain.
I mean, that's just even that steel curtain's been 50 years now. You still know what it is.
The Purple People Eaters.
Miami, the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep.
Can you name all the interior linemen?
No.
Carl Eller, Jim Marshall. I'm leaving somebody out. It's going to – I had a – I got two of the four, so I get 50%. That's not still not good enough. Damn it.
The Big Fundamental. I don't know who that one is.
I don't know.
The Chief, Robert Parrish.
Man, I forgot about him. Yes.
Yep. The Bus, Jerome Bettis.
What a great nickname. There's one, though, that has not come in yet that I'm shocked. I'm not going to mention it until it comes in.
Iron Mike Tyson.
Yep. Iron Mike Ditka, too.
Sugar Ray. Is it Sugar Ray Leonard?
Maybe it's Mark McGrath, the singer.
Yeah, I don't know. The Sheriff, Peyton Manning.
See, where did that come from?
I know. I knew you were going to hate that one, though. Big Poppy, David Ortiz.
Yes.
0388. Come on, guys. Smash and Dash.
But there's been a lot of smash. Are you talking about Lindell and Chris Johnson?
The most obvious one is the GOAT, Tom Brady.
It is. I always like whoever called Javon Curse the freak.
That's a good one. Air Jordan. Is a good one. The Nigerian Nightmare.
Is that Christian Okoye?
Yep.
So if you played fantasy football in the 90s, that guy with the Chiefs was on your team because he just bowled people over into the end zone.
James Little Man Stewart from the Vols.
Yes. What is the truth?
That's Paul Pierce.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Gover says the Say Hey Kid. Let's say, hey,
Willie Mays.
Willie Mays, yeah. That's a good one.
These generational things, which are just beautiful, because we all got different ones growing up.
Our buddy from the Omni, Todd Rodemel, says the Yankee Clipper, Joe DiMaggio. The Splendid Splinter, Ted Williams.
You know about Joe DiMaggio? We talk about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. When DiMaggio was the biggest athlete in the world, he married Marilyn Monroe. She was the biggest actress in the world. Man, he couldn't handle it. You read the books and everything else, he couldn't handle her stardom.
Yeah. This is a good one, too. Zach says, the Big Hurt, Frank Thomas.
There we go. Get it in. Yes. I mean, is there a there's great nicknames, but the Big Hurt.
Yep.
Frank Thomas. I mean, that guy is just massive. He hit a home run, real quick story. When I was at Samford, they played baseball at Auburn. He hit a home run that went, if you know where Samford is, there's like two of you out there, that went out of the stadium and hit Lakeshore Drive. It's probably about a 650-foot shot, and I'll never forget watching that ball just go. I'm like, that thing is going to space. Good Lord.
Cadillac Williams has one. Broadway Joe Namath. Here's a good one. From the XFL, what was his name? He Hate Me.
Rod Smart,
yep.
He Hate Me. And parlayed that into a contract with the Carolina Panthers. And I think he might have played in the Super Bowl in 03.
Yeah. Is Tim Duncan the Big Fundamental? I don't know.
Well, and then his teammate, the Admiral. I mean, what a great – these are great nicknames.
The Big Unit for Randy Johnson.
The Big Unit, yes.
Yep. Was Alan Page one of the Purple People?
Yeah, that's right. Carl Eller, Jim Marshall, Alan Page, and there's one more, and I can't remember who it is. I should know that. Alan Page is a federal judge in Minnesota.
Al said, was Big Joe waiting on the Pistol Pete nickname for Pete Maravich?
No, it's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what Pistol Pete did with no three-point line, and you know he's getting the ball every time? What he averaged, how he played the game, was just something we'll never see again.
Byron has a good one. William, the Refrigerator, Perry.
I like the where he got that nickname. I know he's big as a refrigerator, but my goodness.
The fridge.
These are all you talk about. It's like if you brought up William Perry, I'm like, yeah, William Perry. If you said, oh, the fridge, like, oh, yeah, I know exactly who it is.
Justin, of course, the late, great Air McNair.
Air McNair, that's a good one.
Dr. J, Julius Erving.
Dr. J.
Philip Scoresberg. We need him to do that. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Heck yeah, The Rock.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Boxer.
Yep.
Yep.
The Bash Brothers, Jose Canseco and Mark McGuire.
Great, with the A's in the late 80s.
Yep. The Pony Express.
Yeah, that's Dickerson and Craig James.
Yep.
What was the...
Oh, here's a good one.
The player for Jacksonville State last night, his dad, Scott Steiner. What's their nickname?
The Steiner Brothers.
Steiner Brothers.
Yeah, Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner. The dog-faced okay. Gremlin.
All right, that's right.
Rick Steiner. All right, well, before we step away, the Orange Crush.
Is that the Denver defense?
Yeah. And that was those uniforms were called, and they wore them last week.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, the Orange Crush.
And then they went to the Super Bowl, and your Cowboys smacked them in the face.
Yep. These are just, I mean, we can't get to all of these, but we'll get back to this. Carl the Mailman Malone, that was a good one. We'll get back to these. Coming up, our question of the day, the best sports nickname. It can be a team, it can be a player, whatever. 615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe live at the Omni, 1025 the game. Joe, 1025 the game on this Thursday. Hope you're having a good day so far. We're live at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Our question of the day, which is just blowing up on YouTube, Twitter, our text line, lot of you. By the way, Rick on our YouTube chat says, Joe looks like my Aunt Carolyn.
Was she on Three's Company? If so, that's the look I'm going for.
Rick also says, the General Robert Montgomery Knight.
Yeah, Bobby Knight.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Adrian Peterson, AD, all day.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
People mistakenly will call him AP, but it's AD.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Here's a good one. The Cowboys' doomsday defense.
That's right. I'm just building. Charlie Waters, Cliff Harris, Randy White.
Is that the 70s?
Harvey Martin. Harvey Martin. Too tall, Randy White. I'm leaving somebody at the linebacker. Hollywood Henderson, which was one of the best lines ever. Hollywood Henderson said Terry Bradshaw was so dumb he couldn't spell cat if you gave him the C and the T.
Let's see. Abel says Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant.
That's a good. I mean, yeah. I mean, the guy just went. What is that one?
The body snatcher, Mike McCall.
I've never heard of it, but I like it. I need to look that up. I mean, the body snatcher. Is that not a movie?
It may be. I don't know.
Should I Google this and get fired? I don't know.
Well, you're on Todd's internet, so it's okay.
The Body Snatcher. It's a movie in the 1940s, but I don't know nickname-wise. I like this, though.
More on our text line. Broadway Joe for Joe Namath. Dewey Swamp Rat Warren.
Here we go. Mike McCallum, Jamaican professional boxer, earned the nickname the Body Snatcher due to his ability to land vicious body punches in fights. Thank you. Was that Raleigh? Thank you.
Yeah.
I had never heard of Mike McCallum called the Body Snatcher.
Have you heard of Dewey Swamp Rat Warren?
I have not.
Okay. Apparently went to UT. I don't know.
Dewey
Swamp. The Hitman. We're talking about Brett the Hitman Hart?
Or is it Steve Atwater?
Dick the Bruiser? I don't know that one.
Is that who? Dewey Warren, former American football player, played for the Bengals, went for the Vols, didn't get the Swamp Rat due to his early years growing up near the marshlands or the Vernon River in Georgia. You know that dude was tougher than $2 steak then.
This is one of my
– love it.
This is a good one. And I wasn't even necessarily a fan of this team. 9111 says, the A-Train, Mike Allstott.
Oh, good.
He was good. Another one for the mailman. The captain, Steve Yzerman. That's a good one.
Go back to the Swamp Rat. The Swamp Rat, you guys are – thank you for all this because we learned things. He was instrumental in revolutionizing college football under Lavelle Edwards at Brigham Young.
And that's where Andy Reid learned how to coach. Edwards would spend his career as a defensive coach, became head coach in 72. He knew that BYU lacked blue-chip athletes necessary to win consistently with running the football. So Lavelle Edwards handed the offense to Warren, who had been hired to install a passing attack. He turned every running play into a passing play. Overrun defenses with 4 and 5 receivers coming from every possible position in the offense, which led into what the West Coast offense, which we see today. On and on and on.
Huh.
That is amazing. So you have a former Tennessee quarterback who revolutionizing the passing game at BYU where Andy Reid coached and everybody else kind of learned the West Coast.
The West Coast offense?
I had no idea. See, there's a reason.
Wasn't Bill Walsh a big?
He was. Part of the West Coast. Yep, Bill Walsh.
And so wasn't it like kind of Bill Walsh and then Holmgren was a part of that?
Yeah.
And Holmgren, and Andy then Andy Reid.
John Gruden.
Yeah.
On and on and on and on. Yeah, wow, the Swamp Rat.
I love the trees, like
yes,
the coaching trees.
Right?
You know, how
says he, is he still alive? Says he hosts a sports talk show in Knoxville.
Does he really?
He's 80 years old. We're going to find this dude.
Speaking of John Gruden, we got to vote for Chucky, which is a good one.
That's so scary because he looks just like that.
Eli says beast mode. For Marshawn.
Marshawn.
Ah, here's a good one. This is way back. Brad in White House says the Four Horsemen. Now, we could be talking wrestling or we could be talking Notre Dame. Right?
Who were the Four Horsemen of wrestling?
Well, Ric Flair was a part of it, but it was the original was Arn and Ole Anderson. What's his name? I've seen them, and now I'm just blanking on his name. Barry Windham was a part of it at one point. Tully Blanchard was one. And then who's the other one that I'm missing? J.J. Dillon, maybe? No.
No idea.
Yeah, but, I mean.
I just like that nickname.
There's several incarnations of them. This is a good one from Caleb in Mount Juliet. The late, great Johnny Hockey Gaudreau. Because he would be Johnny Hockey. Oh, the Worm. Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Yes. We got to vote for Dennis Oil Can Boyd. Played for the Red Sox like 10 years in the 80s. Yep. And you say Dennis Boyd, I'm like, who? You say Oil Can Boyd, I'm like, oh, yeah, the former Red Sox pitcher.
That's a good one. Thomas in Nashville. So I didn't think about this. Many of you know Deion Sanders is primetime.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, he had a name before that.
That
was more his baseball nickname.
Oh, this is going to kill me. Go ahead.
Neon Deion.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Neon Deion.
The Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus. Big Shot Rob for Robert Horry.
I think he's got more. Does he have like 9 NBA? I think he's got, well,
yeah,
Bill Russell's got like 11, but Horry's got like 9 NBA rings. Something crazy.
0862, this is a good one. The Bad Boys, Detroit Pistons.
Chris Ladd texted in, and what's the Nasty Boys from the Reds?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those were good.
Yeah, see,
and I think they would come out to Janet Jackson's Nasty Boys. That was like their walkout song. Denny Crum, Cool Hand Luke.
Really? A coach had a nickname?
I guess.
Okay.
Fisher,
the Stash.
Dr. J, Round Man of Rebound, Air Coryell.
Yeah, Don Corey, the Chargers. Yeah. Well, the Chargers come to town this weekend.
Blaine Bishop, the Hitman. Duh, I should have known that. Dylan and
what Indiana. What a great football player Blaine was. God almighty.
Big Country for
Bryant Reeves.
Well, there was one for the Titans too.
Oh, Dave Stewart. But I think this guy's going for Bryant for the guy to play Oklahoma State. Played for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, Hammer and Hank Aaron, the Hefty Lefty, also gets a vote.
Jared Lorenzen. Yeah, somebody nicknamed him J-Throw, which was really not J-Lo, but J-Throw, which that's really good.
Lenny the Ace Shaw.
Don't know that one.
Steve Mongo McMichael was also in the Four Horsemen. He was.
Yep.
JD's being very – Babe Ruth, Tiger Woods. Yeah, that's actually true.
What's Tiger's Eldridge?
Eldridge or El. If you hadn't said it,
LT.
Eldrick.
Eldrick.
Eldrick Woods.
You know, an underrated nickname. You know how much I love Joe Namath, but Broadway Joe is just an iconic nickname because he's with the Jets, and Pete Rozelle hated him because he's hanging out with degenerates and all the gambling talk, and he was going to retire after the first year. I told you, Mike Greenberg backed me up. The impact of Joe Namath in pro football is at the top. But Broadway Joe is such a great nickname for all the flash he had in the mid-60s and who he was.
615-737-1025. A lot of you, I mean, this is great. Y'all are loving this. Paul Bear Bryant gets one. We'll continue this next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. A little wild thing bringing us back. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Thursday at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Brandon Bigsby is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership. Well, the buzz is always about great service, and we always love being at the Omni, proud sponsor of this here program. We've spent the whole first hour on this because people have been texting about best nicknames.
Well, what it was, you asked me if I'd seen the Michael Jordan, Mike Tirico interview. I had not. I just read a few things about it. Evidently, it was an amazing interview. Then I was like, oh, by the way, this weekend, the NBA TV were showing old clips of players, and they showed George Gervin, the Iceman. I'm like, you know what? That's the best nickname of all time. Then I ask you, and we're like, well, that's the nickname. And then it's when I go back. I'm like, let's throw that question out there because we're learning nicknames of people we had no idea ever existed, and it's beautiful. I will tell you again that our listening audience is the best in the country when you guys are so creative and you do things like this. It really helps us out. So thank you.
David has a good one. Greg Maddox, the professor.
I'd never heard that.
Yep.
Was that what they called him? Mm-hmm. I always just thought his name was damn good.
No, because he was so, like, he was really smart. Like, he was he was very calculated.
Our good friend, Dr. Crane, says, Dick the Bruiser was a football player for the Packers and became a wrestler. My grandfather wrestled against him. Okay, thank you there.
And then he played for who, the Packers?
The Packers, yeah.
I'm trying to look this up of why. Okay, so Greg Maddox tells this story about Eddie Perez is telling the story of how Greg would usually call his own game. And so Eddie's like, you know, I knew there was something, you know, that he wanted me to do or whatever. And they're playing the Astros. And he had told him never call inside on Bagwell. Well, he calls Greg calls Eddie to the mound, tells him, hey, we're going to throw inside. And he goes, well, I thought you never wanted to do that. And he goes, trust me. He throws inside. He gives up a home run to Jeff Bagwell. And Eddie's like, what are you doing? And he goes, 3 months from now, we're in the playoffs. He's going to look for that pitch. And he's going to be thinking that pitch is coming. And sure enough, when they met him in the playoffs, Bagwell's at the plate thinking that Maddox is going to go inside on him, and he strikes him out. that's what made him.
Can you imagine thinking that far ahead?
Yeah.
I'm like, my gosh. Who's the next batter? I'm like, I'm going to face this guy again.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Cujo? Is that one? Who is Cujo? I know there was a movie called Cujo.
Stephen King novel. I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea.
The Sultan of SWAT. Who is that? That was
Babe?
Babe, yeah.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Sultan of SWAT.
Yeah, that was a good one.
The Dream Team all have nicknames. MJ, what was Larry Bird? He didn't have a nickname.
Birdman.
The Admiral, David Robinson. The Mailman.
Magic.
Magic. Isaiah wasn't on the team.
No. Off the team was his nickname.
Off the team, yes. Chris Mullin have a nickname? Is he the White Shadow?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember.
Barkley was round mound of rebound.
I love the Golden State with Mullin. They were run TMC. There was Mullin. Who was the Tim Hardaway? And who was the Chris Mullin? Who was the M in TMC?
I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh, Joe.
Who was the
Mullen, Tim Hardaway. Who was the M?
This is one that you probably wouldn't remember, but the Grind Line, the original Grind Line from Detroit. Chris Draper, Joe Cocker, and Kurt Maltby. They were like the badass.
What year is this?
90s.
Okay.
Late 90s for Detroit. That was a good one. Jeremy in Clarksville says, goaltender Curtis Joseph was Cujo.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see. Dylan and Annie, the big dumper. That's you after the show.
Who told you that, man? God.
Cal Raleigh is the big dumper.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait. Yeah, this is true. Larry Bird, was he the hick from French Lick? I think that was a name for him.
Run TMC.
Larry Legend.
Run TMC. Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, and Chris Mullen played for Golden State in the late 80s, early 90s. Nicknamed a reference to the hip-hop group Run DMC. All they did, Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, and Chris Mullen, was go down and jack up threes. That's why we loved them.
Yep. These are good. We'll get back to this later in the show. I promise, we're going to talk some other things. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, including talking to our good friend Amber Harding from OutKick. She will join us next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, The Game.